Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Buckeye Advisor. We're coming at you live Saturday morning, October 15th, 2022, here on 94.5 FM, The Answer Dayton, one of my favorite radio stations to listen to during the week with some great conservative hosts that are nationally appealing to many people. And I want to open up. I am Woody Bowling, also known as the Buckeye Advisor. Very, very pleased and excited to lead off another episode of our show. And I want to start out by welcoming in our usual friend and co-host and producer, Mr. Matt McClure, coming to us live from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great here, Woody. How are you?
Very good. Although I won't hold it against you, you are in Atlanta. I am a Buckeye through and through, but, you know, I like to show that our teamwork is a great example of how people can get along from different parts of the country.
That's absolutely right. You know, despite football alliances that may be a little bit different, you know, we can do it. We can make it work.
Yeah, despite, you know, the fact that the Georgia Bulldogs won it all last year, they're having another great season. Our Ohio State Buckeyes are still also undefeated. Then you throw in those Crimson Tide from Alabama, and those three teams are tussling week in and week out for number one in the polls. And, you know, you can flip a coin and really see, you can really flip the coin and just say, I don't know who's better. It's just going to be which team plays better on that particular day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When you got that much talent and that much, you know, good coaching and all the above, it really is a flip of the coin any particular given week. So yeah, exciting and great football season so far, and plenty more weeks to go.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got a great show for all of our listeners. So today, if you're out driving around, going to a soccer game of your kids, grandkids, baseball, football, cross country, any of those above, or if you're just out getting groceries or going to Walmart or going to Lowe's, getting some home improvement things that you need to do around the house, thanks for joining us. We are excited to have you. We've got a great show. Today is October 15th. And Matt, guess what? It's going to be a focal point of our show today. It is the first day of the annual enrollment period for all of those folks out there that are on Medicare in this great nation of ours.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big time of the year and a busy time of the year in the healthcare space, of course. And so a big focus of the show today, we wanted to be on the annual enrollment period, sort of refreshing folks' memories from an episode that we aired a few weeks ago where we talked about, as part of our Smart Retirement Plan series, where we talked about smart health and smart care. Well, we're going to talk about smart health today once again, and just let folks know, because it's so important this time of the year, especially, you got to know what your options are when it comes to Medicare, because now's the time to act if you want to make changes for 2023.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got about a 6 to 7 week window. It's actually October 15th through December 7th. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or you're on a Part D prescription plan, you have the option now during this period to make a switch if you so desire. And, you know, we're going to hit it a little bit later quite hard during the show, but we really recommend every couple, 3 years, you definitely want to reevaluate where you're at in that type of coverage, because the insurance companies keep getting better and better. And guess what? They're battling each other out for every Medicare person out there because the competition is fierce. And usually, Matt, as we know, competition is good for the consumer. And I think that's true 99.999% of the time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's something to keep in mind, that it's not, you know, it may make things on the consumer side a little bit, I don't know, confusing for some people just because there are so many options out there. But the fact that there are different plans and different options for you will usually, most of the time, keep costs down because there's competition. People don't want to be undersold, right? They want to be competitive, but they don't want to be undercut by somebody else. So everybody's going to go as low as they possibly can for their bottom line. So that is definitely something to keep in mind. So that's going to be, a huge part of our show today. Woody, we also will have a cost cutter to check out a little bit later on in the show. And we'll, of course, look at, this is something that I know you like to talk about a lot, but we're going to get into how you can kick the IRS out of being a partner with you in your retirement. So a lot of great stuff to come up here on the show.
Yeah, as always. And we're super excited to get to it. You know, I am a financial advisor. I'm also a licensed insurance agent. I'm a fiduciary financial advisor. So my interest is always to put the client's interest first. So, you know, the fundamental thing of what we do here at the Buckeye Advisor is simply to take a holistic approach. We analyze your situation from front to back, top to bottom. We really want to understand where you're at with your health insurance, your life insurance, Medicare, et cetera, and then also your investments. And we want to make sure your investment portfolio is structured properly. And it's our belief that as people get older, that they tend to get a little more conservative over time. And this year in 2022, Matt, as we know, has been a very much of a test year for people's patience, for people's fortitude, for their willingness to hang in there, because it's been a long 9+ months this year of seeing the stock market fall with a couple of brief rallies here and there. So, you know, inflation's still very, very high. Midterm elections coming up. We'll see what that does in the midterm election cycle and if it changes anything as far as representation in Washington from one party to the other, as far as the House and the Senate. Stock market, very, very rough year. The S&P still down 18 to 20%. The NASDAQ, which is technology laden and focused, down 28 to 30% off and on, depending on which day you look at, and wild swings both ways. So look, we're still trying to deliver each week value when we talk to people, and we're doing that. We're hearing from listeners. We thank you for listening, reaching out and for listening. I had some people reach out last week, which is phenomenal. The tax-free income during retirement is something that, you know, they wanted to discuss. So look, we feel like we're making a difference. We're happy to be on this station, and you know, let's get this show on the road and let's tell people some good things today.
Let's do. And just wanted to mention, folks, before we do that, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com for more information about the show. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. 937-974-6201.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
Well, this week, our wise words, Woody, come from John Bogle, also known as Jack Bogle, who left us back in 2019, a very famous American investor and philanthropist, actually credited with creating the first index fund, as a matter of fact. So a guy who knows something, or knew something, rather, and is passing that knowledge on to all of us even now. He really was an avid investor. He was a money manager and preached investment over speculation. And so this is a very apropos quote from John or Jack Bogle, whatever strikes your fancy there. And it is, if you have trouble imagining a 20% loss in a stock market, you shouldn't be in stocks. It's very, very true for this year, especially.
Could not agree more, Matt. And Mr. Bogle, I'm a huge fan. I followed his career off and on over the last 20 years. Actually, what a lot of our listeners may not know, Mr. Bogle founded the Vanguard Mutual Fund Group / Company. He had a couple of dollars in his account, I think, when he passed away, right?
yes.
Just a smart guy and a great American, gave away vast amounts of his wealth over the years. And look, I couldn't have said it better than Mr. Bogle. You know, we've been tested. Our patience has been tried this year. There are a lot of negative things coming out each day in the economy, or each week, it seems. You'll hear a glimmer of positive news and the market will attempt to make a small recovery. But listen, right now, you know, the Fed is still fighting inflation hard, and we'll find out next month in November what their stance is as far as another rate increase goes, which I think we're going to see another one, and we could see one more in January, February. So don't fight the Fed is an old saying. When the Fed has easy money policies, as it's had for several years, the market's done well. So the Fed is now going the other direction. So if you're fighting against the Fed, you're not always going to win. So I encourage my clients and encourage listeners, look, keep doing your 401k contributions. You may not want to look at the statements all the time. It's just too much to worry about. If you have an investment for portfolios, retirement plan portfolios, and if they're 100% in the market, I would encourage you to reconsider that part of your portfolio, because ultimately, as an advisor, there are lots of ways that I can help you find vehicles that are going to be efficient with your money, some of them that can produce guaranteed income for the rest of your life. And we're also going to try to be tax efficient as we can with your current situation. So Mr. Bogle was just an amazing human, a great person. And, you know, it is sad that we lost him, but, you know, Vanguard lives on.
Yeah, absolutely does. And along those same lines, Woody, as we move on here, we're going to do our problem solver segment after, of course, this very dramatic introduction.
It's time for this week's problem solver.
And as I say, this problem solver is related to what you were just talking about, Woody. And if folks, if you haven't listened to the show before, if this is your first time joining us, we do welcome you. And the problem solver is a pretty simple concept here. I will present a problem and Woody will present a solution. And this is something that actually just happened here recently, working with an older couple, ages 80 and 83. They're actually in the middle of their retirement, and it's good to hear them, you know, look at it that way, especially being 80 and 83, they're in the middle of the retirement, not at the end, you know? So they're in the middle of their retirement. Well, they started to really develop a fear of spending their money, you know, but here's the thing, upon inspection, they were overinvested in bonds. They'd actually lost 25%, one quarter of their portfolio since the start of this year. And they didn't know that they could actually update their annuity. What was the solution for this particular couple, Woody?
Yeah, very sweet couple. It's a great problem for us to consider. And, you know, this applies no matter what your age, whether it's 70, whether it's 80, whether it's 65, whatever. What we did was we did an annuity x-ray, as we like to call it. And that's basically all that is we're just going to go in. It's going to be a very short process of me looking at their current annuity to understand what they have currently. And as I've said before on the show, if you have an annuity that's over 5 years old and it's a fixed indexed annuity or just a plain vanilla fixed annuity with a guaranteed rate, it definitely could use a second opinion or an annuity x-ray, as we call it. If you have a variable annuity, you're paying a lot of unnecessary fees, usually between 3 and 5% annually, and just in fees on that variable annuity. So there are better solutions that we have in our product lineup as an independent advisor that we can help people find it. And this is what we did for this couple. They were looking for income. We wanted to make sure that the income was just not there, but it was guaranteed. And that makes a huge difference in the security and peace of mind for people today in this world, especially when every other ad on TV is political in nature and each candidate is talking about how the other candidate is a liar. So, you know, there's not a lot of positive things to see and to hear out there these days. So I'm a very positive person. So the beautiful thing is we're able to double their annual annuity payout from $32,000 annually to $61,000. And that is a ginormous increase of just under 100%. And, you know, and the annuity payouts get higher as people get older if you decide to take those kind of income benefits, you know, at that higher age bracket. So the beautiful thing about it is having a second opinion. So happy that we can help them with their retirement income options. And also, you know, with that annuity, they're not paying any management fees either, as they were on that bond portfolio. So look, if you've got bonds in a mutual fund, there are plenty of those out there. It's been a very rough year. They are going down exactly as the stock market has gone down. So it's time to reevaluate those old hypotheses, the 60-40 portfolio of stocks and bonds. It's not 1970 or 80 anymore. It's 2022. Things change, and we are in a rapidly increasing interest rate environment. And believe me, those bond funds are going to continue to get pummeled, and they're going to continue to get pummeled. I mean, I can't say it enough. So that's why we encourage people, check in with us at our website, you know, TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com, and advisors with an O-R, or 937-974-6201, because we've got solutions for all sorts of problems. Everybody's situation is unique, Matt, and that's what makes it fun doing what I do, because I get to meet some great people. They become great clients for the long term, and they introduce me to other people they know. And the cool thing is you get that relationship going, but then, you know, as a fiduciary, I sleep well knowing I offered them solutions and gave them the advice that's best for them. And then they can choose to fine tune it if they want. And that's what we'll do.
Yeah, absolutely right. And as you say, no one's situation is exactly the same as anybody else's. So that is exactly why it's important for you to get help for your unique situation, folks. So that's great. And great that you were able to help that particular couple as well. What a wonderful solution for them and really helpful to them in their later years of their retirement. Well, you know, something that everybody has to worry about and hopefully not worry too much. Hopefully we can put ease their minds a little bit, I guess I should say, is healthcare. It's something that everybody spends a lot of money on. We all do. There are certain, you know, parts of Medicare, of course, that are sort of automatic. They're guaranteed. They just kind of happen, and you don't really have a choice as to what, you know, should I choose this plan or that plan or whatever. But there are other choices and selections that need to be made. Well, now is the time of the year to do that, right? I mean, just starting now, as you said, to start off the show and lasting through December 7th, it's the annual enrollment period, and we chose this very important time to come back and sort of review our smart health planning portion of our smart retirement plan series that we did not very long ago. So let's start that out, Woody, by taking a look at Medicare and maybe some of the different parts and options that are available for folks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Matt, it's an amazing number. As of 2020, there were 61 million Americans out of the 330 million of us that were actually on Medicare, covered by Medicare health plans at that point. Okay. And that number is higher now, of course, than it was in 2020, because something to the tune of about 10,000 people a day in this country are turning 65 still for a few more years that are baby boomers. You know, 4 out of 10 Medicare consumers are enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans. And that was according to a Kaiser Family Foundation study in 2021. I mainly work with Medicare Advantage plans for my clients, although I do have a handful here and there that do want to do Medicare supplements. But you know, the key thing, Matt, is that the TV from now until December 7th is going to be inundated with Medicare commercials. You got Joe Namath, you got Jimmy Walker, JJ from Good Times saying dynamite, which I love them in the show. I don't love them as a Medicare rep. And, you know, what's happening is these guys are the faces for an organization that are based somewhere in the U.S. They have agents that are licensed in different areas that take calls from people, and their only goal is to switch that client to a different plan. It's not going to be better necessarily. They're going to try to find out over the phone as quickly as they can who the client is with. They're going to try to find the next closest plan that might have one benefit that might be a little bit better than their current Medicare Advantage plan. And they're going to focus on that, and they're going to try to talk people into switching plans. I've had a couple of clients over the last couple of years that say, look, I called in and talked to them. I gave them accidentally or somewhere or another, they gave them their Medicare number. And guess what? They got switched into a different plan unbeknownst to them. And we wound up having to go back and get them switched back into the plan they were enrolled in with me. And guess what? Because of those actions on those companies' parts, now there are new regulations that all agents, and as an independent agent, even I have to abide by, that just make things, generally speaking, a little bit harder for all the people that do it right. And, you know, most people, Matt, want a local agent. They want a local professional. I've been doing it for 14 years in the Medicare arena. I work with most of the companies out there, at least all the higher caliber, bigger ones with the better benefits. So look, Medicare is super important. There's also some of our listeners that are going to be turning 65 over the next few months or next year, or they know somebody. So this is also important for them to pass along our information to their friend or, you know, a spouse or loved one, relative that's going to be turning 65. Because, you know, look, to have a local person to help them, to deal with in person, to know them from head to toe, all of their health things, super important. So, you know, that's why we do what we do. So, you know, you got Medicare Part A, which is hospital insurance. That covers hospital stays, skilled nursing facilities, hospice care. Medicare Part B, doctor services, outpatient care, medical supplies, preventive services. So look, people don't understand what that means. They just know they've got their red, white, and blue Medicare card, right? And that's what they need to enroll in a Part C, which is the Medicare Advantage plan. So then you have Part D, which is drug coverage. And Medicare Advantage, all it's doing is combining all of those parts, hospital, doctor, and prescriptions, all into one card. They have to cover the minimal that Medicare does. But guess what? They usually offer way, way more benefits and many more extras because the competition for that Medicare person is very fierce, because it's all about each insurance company getting reimbursed a certain amount each month from Medicare. And that Medicare Part B, which has been $170.10 this year in 2022, good news, it's going to be $164.90 in 2023, a dramatic $5.20 decrease. So that's worth maybe a happy meal at McDonald's, right?
or a latte at your local coffee shop or something like that. Well, that actually is a good, because we're sort of getting close to the end of this first half of the show, Woody, but that's a good place actually for us to talk about drug costs for seniors, right? We've got Medicare Part D, of course, which is drug coverage. It seems like, you know, drugs have been getting just more and more expensive for seniors over the years. I actually did a story on this for the show not all that long ago, and wanted to share that with our listeners since we were talking so much about healthcare today. Let's listen to that really quickly here, and we'll chat about it before taking our first break right on the other side.
I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network. Next time you head to the pharmacy, you could be in for some sticker shock. So, do you need to plan now for higher drug prices in the future? First, let's spell out the problem, and it's not necessarily a new one. Prescription drug prices have been rising faster than inflation for decades, according to AARP. To put it in perspective, the group says if gas had risen as much as prescription drugs have over time, regular unleaded would cost more than $12 a gallon by now. For seniors on a fixed income, being able to afford prescription drugs is essential. Ron Mastrogiovanni of HealthView Services recently told CNBC,
whether you're affluent or whether you're the average person, I'll tell you what, when you look at your Social Security check, you're paying for healthcare.
Prescription drug insurance plans provide some coverage, of course, but not all plans are created equally. And it's important that you know the details of your plan, especially what it will and won't cover.
You really need to look at the coverage in those types of plans to determine what makes the most sense for you.
Lawmakers in Washington have been trying to come up with solutions on several fronts. They include things like allowing the government to negotiate drug prices, capping the cost of insulin, and more. But those proposals have stalled. They were part of President Biden's Build Back Better plan. It passed the House, but that massive piece of legislation hit a roadblock in the Senate, even though surveys show big majorities of U.S. adults approve of those measures. It seems like everyone agrees something needs to be done to control costs, but just can't agree on exactly what that might be. In the meantime, what should you do to prepare for higher drug prices in the future? Well, putting more money in savings surely couldn't hurt, according to the experts, but that can only go so far. And what can you do now to save money at the pharmacy? Well, that is a key question to consider as inflation continues its upward climb. With the Retirement.Radio Network, I'm Matt McClure.
So there you go, a look at drug costs, rather, for seniors here in the U.S. And yeah, you know, things just, keep on getting more and more expensive out there. Although, as you say, some of the premiums that people pay on a monthly basis for next year will actually be going down, not by a lot in their Medicare coverage, but some of them will.
Yeah, every dollar is important. The overall cost of prescriptions is at the front and center of everybody I talk to's minds, as it should be. And, you know, finding the right Medicare plan, if it turns out to be an Advantage plan, part of that consideration is going to be who their doctors are. And even a more important consideration is what medicines do they take? Because we're going to find the plan that's going to give them the best overall value, including those prescription costs.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, folks, this is the Buckeye Advisor. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. And the phone number, 937-974-6201 for a free financial consultation with Mr. Woody Bowling himself. That's 937-974-6201. Much more of the show to come. We'll actually have our dad joke of the week after the break. And much more on Medicare as we review Smart Care for you this week. And a lot more, actually, coming up on the other side. Stick around. The Buckeye Advisor continues after this.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure, and as I often say, I am not The Buckeye Advisor, but I am here with him. His name is Woody Bowling, and his website is TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. That kind of makes sense for the name of the show and all. And you can call Woody for a free financial consultation at 937-974-6201.
Some people roll the dice. Some people roll their eyes. It's the dad joke of the week.
All right, Woody, I'm not going to waste any time this week. I always look forward to this. Lay it on us, the dad joke of the week.
Well, Matt, now that we're into October and we're inching our way towards Halloween at probably a fairly rapid pace, I'm going to make the dad joke probably a little more Halloween friendly. Matt, what is a vampire's favorite ship?
Oh, what is a vampire's favorite ship? I don't know. What is a vampire's favorite ship?
That would be a blood vessel.
See, I was trying to think of like some ship that was named something with blood in the title. Right. Like if it was like the Jolly Roger, but it was like the something else that had blood. Yeah, I don't know. But that, yeah. I did not see that one coming. So see, you got me on that one.
Well, hey, there's no extra charge for the dad joke of the week for our listeners, and I'm sure they all appreciate it, and at least they can't throw tomatoes at me or anything like that, because we are on the radio or podcast, however you're catching our show, and we appreciate you joining us and listening, whether you're live with us here on 94.5 FM, The Answer Dayton, or if you're on the podcast, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely do. We really, really love it. And no, there's no charge for the dad joke of the week, and there's no charge for a free financial consultation that Woody offers as well. And we'll tell you more about that, of course, as the show goes on. Well, so Woody, we were just on the previous segment talking about Medicare, kind of running down the different options that people have, the different parts of Medicare as well. And so when we talk about options, we really are talking about either Medicare supplement insurance, right, or Medicare Advantage. So explain to listeners if they might be confused about that. And you sort of went into it a little bit before the break, but maybe a little slightly deeper dive here about the difference between Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement.
Yeah, it's a good place to pick things back up. And I want to start out by saying this. You know, what I find with people over the years when I meet with them is I have a one-page sheet, and on the one side, it's Medicare Advantage features and benefits. And on the other side, it's Medicare supplement plus Part D features and benefits. So I just simply go over that sheet line by line, and, you know, and let people see, and then they're going to also see the potential cost of each plan and how it would affect their overall budget, because people are just confused about how it works. And then Medicare thinks they're doing everybody a favor by sending them this Medicare and You book. And it's usually a lot of alphabet soup. You know, alphabet soup used to be great when people were younger to eat growing up, but it's confusing. Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. And then when you get into the Medicare supplements, then you throw in some new letters like a Plan N or a Plan G. Which one's better? Why do I get it? Can I get a Plan F? Lots of things to consider, and lots of Medicare things have changed over the last 2.5 years or so, including different regulations on Plan Fs and things. But look, when we compare a Medicare Advantage versus a Medicare supplement, that is the decision to make. And a Medicare supplement, the differences are this. You're always on Medicare Part A and B. Medicare Part A is no cost. Medicare Part B, when you're eligible for Medicare, that's the one that has a cost associated with it. And that normally for most people is, this year it was $170.10. Next year it's going to be $164.90. But you got to keep in mind, there's a caveat there. And I've got more than a few clients still working. So you have to be careful. If you're still working, there are limits on earnings as far as the Medicare premium goes. So, but they're pretty high limits, which is good, unlike the limits on Social Security benefits, okay? Those earnings limits are very low, relatively speaking, but when the Part B premium is calculated based on your individual earnings if you're single or joint earnings if you're a couple, they're pretty generous limits. So you may, in most cases, people are not affected by it unless you're a very high income earner. So you're always going to pay your Medicare Part A and B. That's not going to change. If you're getting Social Security benefits, your Medicare Part B will directly be taken out of your check before it hits your bank. So when people get their Social Security benefits, many of our listeners know this already, the net figure has already had the Medicare Part B taken out. If they do a Medicare Advantage plan, that's going to incorporate all of the elements of Medicare, and it also is going to include prescription benefits. If you go to the doctor, your primary care doctor, in most cases, they're going to be zero copayment with most of the plans I work with. If you see a specialist, the copayment is going to be around $35 to $40, depending on the plan. Very reasonable copayments. If you go get lab work done, it's going to be $0 to $10. If you get an MRI or an X-ray, typically $100 to $200, somewhere in there for a copayment. So it's really similar to employer insurance, but there's no deductibles at all with a Medicare Advantage plan. A lot of people they think that's too good to be true. Like, what's the catch? There truly is. There's no deductibles on a Medicare Advantage plan. And there's also an annual maximum out of pocket that are very, very much locked in for 1 year at a time, because these plans are going to change each year a little bit here and there, but they're locked in for 2023. And I do have all those benefit levels in place now with the various companies I work with. So Medicare Advantage is built to be a one-stop shop. It includes things like silver sneakers, if people want to exercise at any of the 24-hour fitness facilities that are out there. Hey, more power to them. They can work out at any of them, YMCAs, Anytime Fitness, any of those places, Planet Fitness. So you get all those benefits, plus you get some dental and you get some vision coverage. Lots of extras involved in the Medicare Advantage plans, okay? So that's why their percentage of the market is growing, you know, each year. A Medicare supplement, on the other hand, is what it is. It's going to have a Part B deductible. That's $233 this year. And guess what? You got to pay the deductible. Then it's going to cover all of your medical items and issues that you'll run into with your doctor, or surgeries or testing, any of that. You also pay a monthly premium depending on whether you're male, female, and your age, 65 and above. Most of you have to be 65 in Ohio to get a Medicare supplement. Medicare supplement rates can be 100, 125 in that ballpark and go up from there. You also need a separate Medicare Part D plan that you will pay separately for as well. And those can run anywhere from $20 to $80 depending on the scenario. So it's very important to understand the differences and to have somebody to talk to year after year after year to make sure you're in the right plan. And local agents are what most people prefer. And that is where I've built so many relationships with people over the years. And it's a fun part of what I do, because not only as an advisor do I like helping people, you know, with their savings that they've worked so hard to accumulate to make sure it goes in the right places, life insurance, tax-free benefits, tax-free income. This Medicare piece is certainly can never be understated how important it is for people to make the right choice and to have a plan that's going to accommodate, you know, their doctors, their prescriptions, all of those extras they're looking for. But if it's a Medicare supplement that works out best for them and they've got some chronic health concerns, a Medicare supplement may be in their best interest. And if it is, that would be the direction we would go.
There you go. And that's the thing is, you know, as a fiduciary, you are always working in the best interest of the client. You're not at looking out for yourself or your wallet, you know, your job. And it's all part of the job description is to act in the client's best interest. And so that is something that people really need to know and to keep in mind, because when you work with a fiduciary like Woody Bowling, that's what you get. And that should be the case, any scenario, but it really, really is when it comes to, talking about your finances or even your healthcare costs and all of that and trying to sort it all out, which is what we are, of course, trying to do for everybody here today. So kind of wade through, or I guess maybe unscramble the alphabet soup a little bit here, as you put it earlier, with all the different letters and, oh gosh, what do they mean? So hopefully that helps. But there is actually something that I think we wanted to mention as well, that could be an option for people that they haven't thought of to pay for their, you know, copays, deductibles, that kind of thing in their retirement. And it's actually using an annuity, right?
Yeah. I mean, and let me add back real quick on the insurance side with the Medicare. I get paid by the health insurance company. It does not matter which health insurance company I go with or the client winds up getting. I get paid the same amount. Medicare sets that compensation amount. It doesn't change. It's the same for every company. And, you know, whether it's Devoted Health, whether it's Anthem Blue Cross, whether it's Humana, United Healthcare, Medical Mutual, I use all of those companies. Great companies, very strong carriers. I get paid the same no matter what. But back to your current point, people do use the annuity, the fixed indexed annuity, and they use the income that comes from that or the interest, depending on how they want to structure it. And you don't have to structure it one way. You got a couple of different options. And I think people don't always understand that as well. So you can do free withdrawals typically each year, and you can, you know, basically withdraw what almost equates to be the interest from that annuity. And you can use it to pay for medical items, expenses, the premiums from your Medicare supplement. Or if you did go in the hospital and you have some out of pockets with your Medicare Advantage plan, the annuities can be friendly towards those withdrawals, whether they just be an annual free withdrawal, which a lot of people aren't aware of, or they can be set up as a lifetime income benefit. It's guaranteed. So, you know, different strokes for different folks is the old saying. And again, it's not the same for everybody. Everybody's situation is a little different. So that's part of our discussion, you know, advisor to client, is how do we want to do it? How much do you need? And, you know, we kind of go from there as far as structuring the withdrawals from that annuity.
And folks, if you would like more information about any of the things that we've been talking about here, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. We're going to have our cost cutter here in just a second, Woody, but I wanted to, while we were talking about it, because the timing seems right, for us to talk about that complimentary full retirement plan consultation. So when folks call the number 937-974-6201, or if they go to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, what happens after they reach out to you and then you, of course, get back in touch with them?
Typically what happens is we reach an agreement on a good time to get together, and I'm going to be able to meet with them at their home. Or very, very shortly now, I will be able to meet with them at my new office quarters, which is going to be at 10 Royal Drive in Springboro, Ohio, 45066. The signage is almost done, so you'll see the Buckeye Advisors logo sign out there. I'm sharing office space with Mr. Troy Patton of the Patton Insurance Group. If you need a quote on homeowners or auto insurance, Troy deals with some of the best companies out there and can help you potentially save some money. And guess what? If you can save money on your home and auto, we can allocate that money somewhere else in your budget and might be able to put it to a better use, right? Maybe help pay your Medicare supplement with that if that's what you wind up doing. So I'm excited to tell people that I'll be able to meet with them in my office very shortly. And then also we're going to set up that meeting. I'm going to make a lot of notes when I come out. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, and it's just all part of getting to go to know the individual or the couple, learning about their complete history and background and profile. Again, you know, I can't make the right recommendations, Matt, unless I know enough about them to really justify why I make a reference to do something. So if I make a recommendation, it's based on what I know. So the more I know, the better. And that's what I want people to understand is it's not me being nosy. It's me being an effective advisor. So once I have that first meeting under the belt, I'm going to go back and do some homework and really do the legwork and put together a plan so that we can do some options. And then I'm going to come back and present those options in that potential plan and let people decide, you know, how much of it do we want to do? Do we want to do all of it now? Do we want to do part of it? Do we want to do, you know, none of it? So that happens occasionally, not often, but once in a while, people aren't ready for whatever reason. But look, if you've got an old 401k, you transferred to a different job, you took a different job, or you're in between jobs and you have an old 401k and you're like, what should I do with it? The market's falling. Call me. Check me out. Let's talk. We'll do that. So the stray 401k, you know, we get a lot of action on that. We help a lot of people in that area or their current IRAs and just their current investments that they put away very hard. They've saved smartly over the years. They need some advice. They want to know, what do I do? How much should we keep in the market? How much should we pull out? So all that's going to be pertinent to their unique situation. And that's where we really do well and set ourselves apart.
TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website, folks. That's TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201.
Here's the cost cutter of the week.
Well, of course, one of the biggest things that we talk about, I think, in every episode of the Buckeye Advisor here, Woody, is the fact that inflation is a thing. And it's a big thing this year, in the past couple of years here. And so to help our listeners try and save some money, because as you said earlier, every dollar counts, every dollar matters and makes a difference in people's budgets and in their lives every day. We're going to do a cost cutter here, and it's related to Medicare and actually taking a look at your options as often as you can, right?
Right. It sure is. I mean, you know, my advice is every 2 to 3 years, people should really consider evaluating their current coverage with their Medicare plan, because I think it goes back, Matt, to control what you can control. And you can control that. You can't control the cost of living. You can't control inflation. We hopefully the Fed is on the right track to getting inflation back under control after being asleep at the wheel for the last 3 or 4 years. But that's a whole nother topic. So people need to control what they can. And when you deal with an agent advisor who's independent, who has access to many, many of the top plans in the state, that makes a difference. And you're able to compare apples to apples, because my sole purpose is to find people the best plan, because, you know, there are changes incrementally that happen every year, 2, 3 with these plans. Some of them are, you know, not going to be much to worry about. Sometimes they are. So, you know, control what you can control, take the time, speak with somebody to identify the best options, and, you know, make sure that you've got the best coverage for the least amount of money, because I would rather you as a listener keep your own money then give it to a darn insurance company or give it somewhere else that is outside of your household. Because end of the day, we want to be tax efficient. We want to be as efficient with your premium dollars as we can be. And that's all we can do.
Yeah, there you go. Well, folks, that is our cost cutter idea of this week. And a few minutes left here in the show, Woody, and I wanted to get to this because I know I saw your eyes light up earlier when we started talking about it, kicking the IRS out of your retirement plan. That is something that I think people say, you know, that sounds like a pretty good idea to me, to not be partnering with the IRS in their retirement. So talk about this, if you will, before we close out the show and let our listeners know, how in the world can they kick the IRS out of their retirement plan? We've been paying them enough our whole lives. Let's get them out now.
Right. Yeah. And in many cases, Matt, it may not be possible to entirely boot the IRS out. Based on the situation, depending on the age, depending on where that money's at today and the current situations, because doing some of the strategies, you know, take some time, and they're going to affect the future taxation of those individuals that are going to do this conversion. So look, you know, like we mentioned a few minutes ago, if you have an old 401k somewhere, or if you have a 401k at your current employer, depending on your age, and whether you're still working and you have some time and you have some savings, you know, maybe it makes sense in one of those processes to help boot Uncle Sam out of your pocketbook now or in the future, is to bite the bullet a little bit now and start converting, you know, your IRA. If you have an IRA somewhere set up already, or you want to set up a Roth IRA, the Roth IRA is a great tool, that you can convert a traditional IRA or 401k into the Roth, but you're going to have to deal with the taxes one way or another. And, you know, to that point, depending on your current means, your current situation, employment, income levels, it may make sense to do that conversion all at once. It may make sense to do it over a 3 or 4 or 5 year window. And if you do, guess what, Matt? When you're down the road and you're 65, 70 years old and you start taking money out of that Roth IRA, how much tax do you owe?
That is the question that everybody's going to love the answer to. Not a thing.
You owe zero. That is exactly right. So, you know, the Uncle Sam, the IRS, they're here to do their job, and that's to collect taxes from us, the taxpayer, to put into the treasury. And now, do you think the government spends your money better, or do you think you spend it better and you're able to more efficiently use it? I think for most people, they would feel like they can do it better themselves. So another question I ask people, Matt, is if I ask you, do you think taxes are going to go up or down in the future?
I would say definitely at some point they got to go up.
Yeah. We know at the end of 2025, the sunset provision is going to kick in from the tax cuts a few years ago when Trump was in office. So look, it's already on the horizon. Tax levels are going to revert back to their prior tax level. Each tax bracket will go back to the original. And, you know, there are 3% and 4% differences in those tax brackets. So guess what? You know, if you make $100,000, that's a $3,000 to $4,000 difference in the amount of tax money that you could owe Uncle Sam. So we don't want the IRS involved in our retirement if we can help it. If we can minimize it, if we can do things like tax-free income from a Roth IRA, if we can do things like tax-free income from an index universal life plan policy. Another great strategy that is very, very under the radar that most people, most advisors don't talk about. They don't use it as part of their strategy. And I can tell you from experience, depending on your age and means and income, a indexed universal life plan can be a wonderful way to be tax efficient in retirement. And, you know, there's too many different variables to talk about in our program today, but just rest assured that it's part of our strategies. And, you know, when you're using different buckets for your money, you got a bucket of no risk, you got a bucket with some market risk. We're going to try to manage those buckets efficiently. Then you got other, you know, investment accounts. You got taxable, you got tax deferred in a 401k or a 403b. You have tax free, you know, with Roth IRAs and life insurance. And of course, taxable, we know, you know, like if you just have an investment account that you're plugging money into every month, and it's not an IRA, it's not anything like that, you're going to pay money on, you know, pay taxes as you go based on the 1099 you get from your investment firm. So I work with people in all those categories and all those buckets. And if we can find a way through the team of advisors that I have behind the scenes working with me, we're going to find a way. And if, and that's the goal. And if we can't find a way to be more tax efficient, then we're going to try to be as efficient as we can with our recommendations to minimize stock market losses in a down market. And that's how we're going to allocate some of that money into a more principal protected environment, because people need that. And the people that have been 100% invested in stocks for the last 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, they felt a lot of pain. But also at the same time, there are strategies to remove some risk from your portfolio, but still keep a lot of your portfolio in smart risk so you can get good returns over the long run, because you still need good long-term growth, you know, to help with those retirement goals as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to remind everyone of that, that you don't necessarily, just because things are a little bit rocky right now, have to crawl in a hole and you know, put all your money on your mattress and that kind of thing. You want it to still work for you, both in the short term and in the long term. And so, of course, folks, if you would like any more information about how you can do that in your specific particular financial situation, because yours is like nobody else's, you can give Woody a call or go to the website. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. That is TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com, or call 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, it's actually just about time for us to wrap up here. We are, our show has come and gone once again this week, I think pretty quickly. It seems to go quicker and quicker each and every week that we're together, but I have enjoyed it, sir, sharing a lot of great information with our listeners, and I'm sure you have as well, but I will see you back here once again next time around.
Matt, thanks for joining us today, and we hope all of our listeners have a great weekend, and we want the Buckeyes to continue to remain undefeated and get a championship this year. But, you know, thanks for listening, everybody, and we hope you have a great weekend, and God bless you all.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.